Hey, everybody, this is Trey Crooks, and I will be your host for the After Show podcast, where we talk about the hit TV show Star. Stay tuned.
Before we jump into the show, how are you feeling about Star and what you've seen, like the commercials and stuff?
Oh, are you talking about like first scene or just from commercials?
Just from commercials. Like, how do you feel? Like, the first scene as well. Elaborate on that too.
Okay. First scene, I was like, this bitch need her extension snatched. Let me stop. Star still is not my favorite character, but felt like she could make improvements. It depends on how the story goes. But
I'm very optimistic, actually. Like, what I'm seeing so far, I don't really care for the white girl who talks black kind of thing, even though that's kind of stupid because who talks black?
She's just that one dumb girl, you know, in high school that you always got to roll your eyes at.
Like, you know what she looked like? How about that girl? Catch me outside. She looked like her, but like a little bit older. Like, I feel like they could have been related.
Posture, though. Star got posture. That catch me outside. She ain't have
I don't know who that chick is. She is off. From like the beginning scene when she like goes and says she ain't washing dishes no more. She's very witty. She said that she had the Obama phone when her, what do they call it? Handmaidens? No, her foster mother. But her foster mother was like, where'd you get that phone? She goes, Obama. Like, I like her being witty. I don't know. I like Star, but I don't like her.
You saw how I had to roll my eyes at that statement just then. That whole scene, I was like, oh my goodness. She's that one bitch, you just have to roll your eyes.
Yeah, she is. She's god awful.
But you're still friends with that person for some reason.
Because she's cool. No, because she's cool.
Exactly, because she's still mad.
Because cool. You guys are cool by yourselves, and y'all just like, hey, we cool. But she gets in front of a group of people and want to act up like Buck Wild from Flavor of Love. Buck Wild! I hated her. Her name was like Becky. And she didn't have good hair either. That shit was so stupid. Anyway, so the next scene goes over to Alexandria. She's like really, like they're talking to each other on FaceTime. And like, Alexandria, she's rich, she's cute, she's dark skinned, she's chocolate, she everything, bougie. She bougie, she bad air bougie. Yeah, her name is Alexandria. Like, you have to be a bad bitch to be called Alexandria. Not anybody can be called like Alexandria. You're Alexis, Alex, Drea. Zane, if nasty. Lenny Kravitz is her daddy. That's cute, though. I think that was cute.
When black people use more than four syllables for a name, they bougie.
Real bougie. We find out the background of Alexandria, like her and her dad's little discussion they had was kind of weird. Like, he was being a dude. She called her a backup singer. Like,
yo.
And that was played by Lenny Kravitz. I like him.
Honestly, that's how rich children run away, though.
That's true.
He was an a-hole.
You can cuss on here. I will put the E sign.
No, I like saying a-hole because it emphasizes
that he is that bad of a person. That's funny. No, he was a dude. She's a fucking dick.
He's so bad. I don't even talk like a white mother in front of her kids.
Oh, so after the star goes to, and like, she goes to the foster care. That's what happens. She goes to like the foster place that, you know, what is the thing? Get her out of it? She's turning 18. So she was going to like, I guess, sign your way out. I don't know. When you turn 18, you're independent now.
You don't
so
have you, to. They kick you out.
Right. Like, you're independent now. So they're like, sorry, we're waiting for you, girl, at the door.
She's 18.
So she, like, the actress, her, she's Jude DeMortis. I'm sorry if I messed up your name. I like you, girl. You cool. So she finds out where her sister is at, pretty much, and like she goes to go get her sister. So she goes up there. What does she see?
She's looking at her sister getting brutally raped.
It wasn't that bad, but it was kind of like, ooh, like eerie.
Nah, he had all four points in the starfish checked, each arm, each leg, and then
that is scary that you know what that is.
It was just full on rape happening.
That is, yeah, it was awful.
It was as much as you can show on Fox.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, thank God I had the clothes on. But, like, Star, like, she turned around and was like, oh, girl, no. So she went downstairs, grabs a knife, a big butcher knife. And I'm like, okay, well, she's going to scare the shit out of this man. Let me tell you. Gas, bitch. I was real hurt. I was real fucking hurt. I thought I was watching The Walking Dead or something. Like, she stabbed the man in the fucking back. And they showed it on Fox. And I'm just like, oh, God. This is getting bad. So this man is dead on the floor. Air quotes. Dead. And they grab his keys and they drive off.
And nigga got what he deserved.
Well.
I'm not, honestly.
That was scary. I was not ready for it. I was like, oh,
no,
shit.
No, I knew what she was doing when I saw it. Because she was like, oh, she just had that okay, bitch.
Yeah, she was walking up the stairs. She was like,
she had okay, that face on.
I'm about to stab this man.
Because I don't know what I'm doing means I'm going to rush into it. She knew what she was doing.
I literally, like, I thought she was going to come in there and be like, every white girl, if you don't get that off my sister, like, you know, shake the knife and all that was going to get smacked out of her hand.
She knew what happened.
I like Star so far because she stabbed that man straight in the back and then asked questions. So they go and meet up with Alexandria. And Simone, like, does that little, like, breath thing, you know, where people write to each other in, like, the little condensation-ass breath shit. Fog ass breath.
Yeah,
like, and like they put hive. She put bitch. I was like, see, I fucked with Simone. She already didn't like this hoe at the beginning with, and she knew it. So this is where the girls first meet each other in person. Because they've been talking to each other on Instagram back to back. The first interaction, like, Star's real stunned because she didn't expect Alexandria, the black girl of the group, to, oh, by the way, Simone is half black, if you didn't know. But, yeah, Simone's half black or whatever. So, like, she was real shocked that Alexandria was made out of money. She had all this money and all that stuff, whatever. So her brother came down and put her stuff in. And, like, the first interaction, my favorite line of this whole show, Star was like, oh, wow, you're a lot shorter than I expected. And Alexandria, my girl, for the kill, reads her right back, 2 seconds, you're a lot heavier than I expected. I was like, bitch, okay, now, look, she's feeling herself. So they all met each other. They're going down to Atlanta. It's a great time. Whatever. They go to the hair salon. So it goes into the beauty salon. And, like, everybody's, like, already judging her. And Amaya Scott's in the front. And I'm like, oh, girl, I don't know you, but I know you social media, girl. I see you. You don't see me, but I appreciate you. But... yeah, she saw her, and, like, you know, they kind of, like, you know, gave each other dirty looks or whatever. And she, not convinced her, she shows her the letters saying that Miss Carlotta has been writing and, you know, trying to find the two girls or whatever. So they tell her she's at the church, and they go to the church. And, like, it's a beautiful scene because when they first see each other, it's, like, really cute. But let me tell you what ruined it is that wig that queen gave that other queen. That red Rihanna California King bed nappy thing that she tried to do, that was ugly. That was ugly. She looked like she's about to fly on a magic carpet. She has a purple shirt on and a red wig.
Wait, Amaya Scott is actually... I didn't know.
Don't you do it. We will get to her in a minute because that's coming up. But... this is so interesting that you looked that up. But anyway, yeah, Miss Carlotta is being played by Queen Latifah, if you haven't obviously seen. And we can all say that wig is just terrible. It's ugly. But it gets worse this whole episode.
Them pants was worse.
It's ugly. She looked like she's on a magic carpet. Ugh. But, you know, they see each other, and it's all out of love, and, you know, they're reunited, so it's a cute story. So they go out into like, the picnic area to eat, you know, lunch, and guess who pops up while they're eating lunch to give out Black Lives Matter stuff, like a flyer and stuff? Quincy Brown.
Who's Quincy Brown?
Quincy Brown? You don't know Quincy Brown? He's the light-skinned man who likes Alexandria.
I try not to pay attention to light-skinned men.
I know. That was my weakness, too, at one point in my life. But I'm strong. And not prevail.
It wasn't even my weakness. It's just...
light-skinned man.
He's light-skinned, too. Bitch, I am.
You're real light right now. I'm
bright-skinned. Okay.
So I'm assuming nobody knows that Amaya Scott is trans. That's what I'm thinking, this whole thing. That's what I'm thinking.
I didn't.
I assumed. I'm just like, okay, well, they're just going to just play this out, I guess, and maybe they just find out because that's somebody's, that's homegirl's friend or something. I wasn't really paying attention too hard. So I'll touch back on that later. But Miss Lawrence is in there, and she's a Freddy queen, and she's throwing all the shades towards Star, saying that she need to get her roots done. That was funny.
But she threw shade everywhere.
Yeah, I'm looking at anything she threw shade.
A cloud.
I actually enjoy her. I think she's... Miss Lawrence is funny. Oh, Maya Scott's character's name's Cotton. Don't know why. I think it's racist. And I will say something about that later, probably.
Wait.
Her name's Cotton. Her name's Cotton on the show.
That's her real name?
Her name is Cotton.
Or is that her nickname?
No nicknames in this. You so do to die. This is a real name, Cotton.
Oh, I'd rather you name your baby Apple. Blanket.
That's her name. I don't know. That's her name is Cotton. So we.
The bitch ain't even a blanket yet.
If you take your alarm off.
Lord.
So after the whole scene happens or whatever, Miss Carlotta tells them to. They're going to have to work to stay in the house or whatever. And they're showing each other the room. Simone, being as damaged as she is, wants to sleep with Miss Carlotta. I don't know why, but it's interesting. So, back to the girls. So, the next scene is them washing, like, Stars washing some girl's hair. And it's a wig. And you can tell it's a wig because it's, like, real wiggish. And she's like trying to like wash it, but like she ends up burning her hand or something. So she ends up burning her hand, and the girl gets mad. The customer gets mad and like walks off. And like everyone's like, it's a wig, girl. Like, why are you even in here? So we find out that actually Star and Simone's mother, his name is Mary. So they're called Mary's girl. I thought that was cute. Because my mom's name is Mary.
I'm one of Mary's girls.
All right.
Oh, gross. You said your mom's name is Mary.
Yeah, and I said it. And look at you.
Yes.
Man, all of this. No. The next scene, they're, you know, done washing hair. Like, Alexandria is mad. She's like, look, I can't do this. I really can't do this with you, Star. Like, I can't just keep washing hair. I want to, you know, perform. So they find like an open mic night kind of thing, and they go up to it. And I'm excited. I'm really excited because we finally get to hear these girls sing. And I'm like, please sound about something, because I don't know if you guys know, but I am a girl group connoisseur, and I know almost every girl group out there, and I know how they originated, how they broke up, and how some of their members switch to other groups and try to cover it all up. I know y'all. I see you, Lauren.
Who TLC is then?
Okay. So so I'm waiting to hear these vocals, and the song comes on. So, okay. We watched them perform, and I loved it. I loved the whole thing. My biggest person right now, who the whole performance was about, with Simone. I have to give it to Simone because she was everything. Her voice is everything. That raspiness that she got, it's better than Stars. But, but you know, I love Simone's like rawness kind of thing she got going on. How you about the performance?
Same with Simone. She was like raw and like cute, but then you had Miss Bougie
Alexandria.
Coming out hard.
She was
the hardest one up there.
She was the first one. She set the tone.
Expressions, and she was
set the tone. She did her thing. She's a professional. The rest of the girls, they need some work because Star was a little stiff.
Just ran away, bitch.
Right, Star is a little stiff, and Simone's a little stiff as well. Alexandria looked like she's been trained for this. And actually, that actress, her name is Ryan Destiny, and she's been, like, you know, doing that for a while, like performing and stuff like that. It's cute. Like, she doing really well here, better than she did before. But I like her here. Like, she's a cute girl. I like her so far. She might be a bitch later, so I don't know. So after that scene goes, one of my other favorite lines of the show was, "I'm confused where you came from." It was from Star when Maya Scott came out of nowhere and was talking to the girls. Maya Scott, how do you feel about her? Cotton. How do you feel about Cotton?
Cotton. She's a cutie. Yo, legit had no idea until I just, like,
it's coming.
Looked it up.
It is coming. Dude. So, I want to go back to, like, the picnic area where the first jab was thrown from Queen Latifah, Miss Carlotta, at Alexandria when she called her a witch. So, I'm keeping tabs. So now, Cotton started, like, nobody likes Alexandria or something. Like, Cotton started Alexandria. She, like, pushed her out the way and was like, "We can go to the club and find you a manager. You just got to dance and shake your ass or whatever." And start, you know, set her little lie, like, "I'm not going to show my cash and prizes." Like, girl, okay, now I want to see them little them little things, girl. You cute, though.
Them $80?
No, she cute. Gorgeous girl. Like, I just... She kills me with her lines. I'm like, "Ooh, you are me." I'm a white woman who's acting black right now. Cotton convinced Star to come with her to the strip club. And the other two girls didn't go. Simone. How do you feel about Simone? Like, as a character. Like,
because she's too real at a young age.
Yeah, she took that big gulp of, like, liquor.
She was like, "Okay."
This, before that performance, and I'm
that's
like,
"Something real. I would do. Okay, let me drink this because y'all
and feel good about it.
I'm tired of y'all."
So bad. No, okay. So Simone,
when she put out that first when she put out that joint before she went and walked in the house. I'm like, "That's me rolling up at my mom's house."
Yeah, shit. I fucking her. I was like, "Yeah, that's my girl. I like her."
So, like, why this bitch is my spirit animal right now?
So, okay, so yeah, and I feel like she's very damaged because she keeps asking, like, "Are you our new mama?" I'm like, "Oh, please be okay."
Why are you looking for another mama, though?
Yeah, like, they've been doing you so wrong. So they go back or whatever, and that's when Miss Carlotta and Alexandra get to her second encounter. And they get into an argument. And, like, it's Miss Carlotta's fault because she made freaking Alexandria brush that goat wig that she had, like, that ugly-ass box head. She muffled around. Like, I swear she was swishing around on the floor before she brushed it. Ugly-ass shit. But she was, like, brushing it, and, like, Miss Carlotta's like, "You think I'm stupid, girl?" And she's like, "Girl, I don't know what you think." And that's when Miss Carlotta got into her face and shit. Like, it was reckless. So Alexandra goes, she leaves, and she goes downstairs, and guess who she sees? My man, Quincy Brown. And guess what she does? Play it's hard our to get.
That's the correct pronunciation.
No.
Our Menzies.
Our Menzies. No, I'm just letting you know, she tried to play hard to fucking get. I would have been, "What? Come over."
Been easy.
I would have cartwheeled over that fucking fence. I would have been like, "Hey." But no, like, she's, you know, it's cute. I like it. I like that she played hard to get. And, like, he went over there and kissed her. I was like,
"Uh-uh. I want you for a second," thinking, "I don't want you."
So, after that, you know, I guess they get it on or whatnot. Yeah, definitely Quincy's one of those men I would risk it off with a group. I'm like, "Look, I don't think we can sing no more, y'all. I'm pregnant." That man is fine. Why did I write that down, though? Like, that was so weird that I wrote that.
Yeah, I'm making him think his ass is pregnant. Being with me.
I love jeopardize that group. So, okay, so back to the strip club. So, guess who was at the strip club? Jocelyn fucking Hernandez. And, like, Cotton got her to get up because she said her grandmother had diabetes or something. Her diabetes are acting up. So she went to go back there, whatever, and, like, Star sits on the manager's lap that she was trying to, like, you know, get to promote the girls or whatever.
And got her promotions. Yes.
Coming. But yeah, she sits on his lap, and, like, the first thing he goes, "Oh, I'm waiting for Michelle." She goes, Oh, no, no, no. She got syphilis. That's what she got called back there for. Syphilis? That was, you don't really need to say that in a strip club. That's like spread like wildfire. Like syphilis.
That's called the drag.
Like, I was like, ooh. But it was Jocelyn Hernandez acting? Because she was acting like a stripper, but wasn't she a stripper before? So was it really acting?
I mean,
or was she just there and they just act like, hey, look, let's just record her.
The best actors are the ones that can relate to the character.
I feel like she was actually working and I was like, just record her, she won't know. And they just record her. And she's like, syphilis. Who's Michelle? And she like walked away. That wasn't funny. But thank you, Jocelyn, for being so great, though.
They didn't really, they got that scene from a documentary.
Like, they really fucked my girl over, dog. I want her to get her bigger check than she wish she got for that. Okay, so after she like she starts singing the song I Bring Me, and shout out to my friend Pierre, his sister is in that video. Good job, girl. She's one of the dancers. She is cute. But that whole thing was pretty cute until she kissed that old man, that she the manager or whatever. She kissed him in his mouth. I was like, ugh. What was the guy's name again? Do you know the actor who played him? The manager. Oh, Benjamin Bratt. He played Jahiel Rivera. But Benjamin Bratt was in Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock. Yes, in 2000. I am so smart because I have a phone right here and I Google things. So, and he was in Cowboy. Oh, that's pretty good. That's bigger with me too. This man, I like this actor. I just... In this, he plays a really good sleazy man. So,
never heard of him.
Benjamin, thanks for playing the sleazy man that kisses star. That's weird. That was weird, sir.
I didn't think it was weird to begin with.
No, it was like, not weird, but like, I feel like in a gay man's head, that's what it would look like. And like, in real life, she was like just flopping around on stage, like, I'm sexy. I'm good. Like, it just wasn't like that. But, I thought it was cute. I actually liked the whole production. Like, you know, it's like a musical kind of thing because I am shazamming all these songs and getting them. Okay, so she do I Bring Me. She sings that song and it's like, it's a really cute song actually. And like, it gets to like a music video kind of thing. Like, it's like what a gay man sees to a straight person see because I bet she's like in front of him like, I bring you out of breath and like swinging her head and all that stuff. She looked mighty stiff, but it was cute video. Shout out to my friend Pierre. His sister was in that video. And you look cute, girl. That's all I could say because I want to be you. I just want to be there so I can, I just want to dance for them at least one time. Or be on a show, slap around Star a couple of times. I just want to put Star in check. She, you know, wows him and he gives her the card. She goes outside and sees that Cotton is getting pretty much like manhandled, like beaten up by this man that I guess they were trying to get like a quickie in or something like that in the back alley or something. But I saw her like getting beat up and Star like rips her earrings off and jumps off the balcony. So after, she scores this deal, whatever, they come back and like pretty much the cat's out the bag. Star comes downstairs and she's like, yeah, I got a good deal with a manager or whatever, blah, blah. And she says his name, Jahiel Rivera. And Ms. Lawrence turned around and was like, ooh, girl. Like, she knows the tea. So I want to know what's going on with this man. I really want to know if he's like, what's their relationship kind of thing going on. Oh, shoot. I didn't even say anything about how Star jumped off that little thing like Lady Gaga did for the VMAs. Fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Where she jumped off the little thing and like jumped on the guy when he was beating up Cotton. Yeah, it was her beat up Cotton.
I like how she immediately took her earrings off after she walked out the door. She didn't even see the scene yet. She just said, okay, it's too loud out here.
Right.
And took her earrings off.
Took her earrings right off and jumps on this man who was like choking Cotton. So I'm like panicking, like, what's going on? So after like she beats, like they pretty much beat him up, he's like, tell that black freak to leave me alone, like him, to leave me alone. And like, Star, like, you know, beats him up again and like they take his money and he runs off. And like, Star looks at her and is like, hey, now I know why I like you. And it's this cute little giggle and laugh. And they run off to the distance or whatever. But now I know, now she is trans. Okay, so you was really shocked that you found out she was really trans.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't like, know that at all, but.
Why did they get a girl? I'm like, they could have actually got a transgender person. This was a perfect opportunity.
And you didn't know she was transgender?
They did, so.
That's funny.
Props to you, Fox, trying to repent for voting Trump.
Well. That was good. So that's when we found out that, like, she is playing pretty much a transgender character. So that's amazing. I like this whole dynamic that's going down. Because she's in the church, and I can see that being confrontational. But that's predictions for later. But no, actually, I just found out that Cotton and Queen Latifah, that's Cotton's child. I mean, I'm sorry. That's Queen Latifah's child is Cotton. I didn't know because... That scene right there, you find out how transphobic Queen Latifah was in this, well, as Miss Carlotta is in this. She's not accepting her daughter as her daughter. She's referring to her as a him.
As a gay woman, that's something you should.
Well, she's not playing a gay woman. She's playing Miss Carlotta.
She's always playing a gay woman.
Because she's also, her whole name is this gay woman. No, but no, like, she's a... So she's Miss Carlotta. She's just saved a woman that, like, just be
that's
saved.
That's why she in the church now.
Right, like, she's trying to repent them sins. So like, I get the character, and I'm like, okay, well, I actually like this. Thank you, Lee Daniels, for opening up transphobic people to this and, you know, showing that it's not accepted everywhere. You can't just look at Caitlyn Jenner and be like, oh, well, everybody could be like that. No, that hoe got money. Okay, so after that, the girls are on the balcony singing. Alexandria and Star. And there's no Simone. Simone comes out later in her little church girl outfit because she's been at church all day or whatever. So like...
Or whatever.
Star, forgive me. Star is like really mad, like, girl, what are you doing? She's like, Miss Carlotta's our new mama. She goes, I'm real tired of mamas. And... You know, they kind of get in a little thing. And you could tell that there's something wrong with Simone. But you just don't know. Like, I know, like, obviously the raping can play a lot into it, obviously. But I want to know, like, in more
detail. You have to consider
deeper.
Her age, though.
She's she's
still
young.
16.
She kicked the chair, and I was
exactly.
Like, she
she's
is
still
childish.
16, and she still wants a mother. She's still at that age.
It's
when
no,
Star's
not,
like,
it's,
okay, I'm grown, bitch.
Right, Star is already, she's
but
scarred.
She still has that, I can still have one before I'm an adult.
Yeah, you know,
so
that's cool.
She still has that innocence in her.
I feel bad.
So, of course, she's accepting of living with
Miss Carlotta.
Bad
wig. By the way, the next scene of Bad Wig, she was trying to beat up the manager because, come to find out, he managed the girl group that Miss Carlotta was in with Star's mother. I'm just going to say, how you a girl group with two girls? Whatever, JS, ice cream, I guess, you know, kind of bullshit they got going on. It's cool. I want to know what Star's mother.
Not a group, I forgot.
Yeah, hair. I want to know what Star's mother looked like. I hope she looks dead on Star. Like, I hope they play Christina Aguilera to be Star's mother. I don't know. I want that to happen. But,
Well, you know, you got curly hair. She have two curly hair girls.
Oh, God. So the wig that Miss Carlotta was wearing was some geisha origami ass baby bump looking ass wig that she had. It was like chopped to the one side with this red like string thing coming down. I don't know. It's like hair ish ugly. It was asymmetrical bob that went too far. She looked like ghosts in a shell. It was real terrible looking. She was like Aeon Flux. She ate Aeon Flux.
Like the red Joker card.
She actually like the cartoon, the Aeon Flux cartoon, like real bad graphics on MTV. Like that one. She looked a mess in that wig. So after the whole sequence, she threatens Wes's face, Jahil, the manager. She threatens him and was like, hey, don't work with Star and the girls or whatever. And obviously that sleazy man ain't gonna listen to her. She left, you know, she threatened him with a gun, left. And he was just like, all right, girl, okay, cool, you good with me. But right now, I'm not a big fan of Miss Carlotta. She's trying to jeopardize my girl's dreams already. She's wearing bad wigs. She's on my bad list right now. I don't.
She ain't even been like a good figure. I'm hoping, you know, Queen Latifah be this, you know, motherly, nice, you know.
She's like.
Right now, she's like that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She's just that bitch.
I'm not a big fan of Miss Carlotta. She's not a team player, I can say.
Exactly. She's not helping none.
At all. So they're getting ready for this performance at this football player's house. And here they go to the performance or whatever. And the girls separate. Stars being fast. She's with the football player. And like they're talking real sexually innuendo kind of things. Like, ooh, this is getting real like feisty. I can see what kind of girl she is. And I like it. Like self-empowerment. I'm a feminist. Low key. I like it. I think it's cute. I like all that. And then you cut scene to Simone, and that girl, she drinking. She is drinking. She wants scotch because this tastes like apple juice. She wants her drink. I love her.
She was grown with it too. She was like, "This is weak. Give me a scotch."
One of my other great lines on this show was when they first walked in the house, the son and the mother walks in. Arlene, she is a character to keep right now. Cause she walks in and is like, this is so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I'm Arlene. He goes, and she, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I own this house. No, it's my home. I was like, damn, that's your line? You're so in your face about everything. I like her. I like Arlene. I can see I'm going to like her later on, hopefully. But
right now, she look like the mama that you just can't stand.
She does like
this is my house, bitch. Your fun son pay for it.
She like Amy Poehler off of like Mean Girls, where she had like the little like hard boobs and stuff. Like she looked like she had them. Like she kind of looked a mess. But
not a fan of.
I'm just not a fan of her wig. But like I'm not a fan of none of these people's wigs. By the way, Lee Daniels. So they get to the place and they're Alexandra is worried about Simone. She's like, look, homegirl's drunk again. She goes, no, she's good. So I'm thinking, oh, in my head, I'm like, I've seen Pitch Perfect like a million times. So I'm like, okay, so definitely she's going to go on stage and throw up. She's going to go up there and like and pass out, faint, or whatever. Because obviously, like the commercials beforehand.
Same. I thought she was going to mess up some way.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be really bad. But the performance happened, and you could, like, and the actress, Brittany O'Grady, let me tell you, homegirl, you are good because you looked a little sloppy. Like, you look good doing it, but you looked a little sloppy, and it worked well because you were drunk. But it was like minor sloppy that nobody who knew the routine like would pick up.
You're the correct amount of sloppiness. Correct. You were sloppy enough that to be drunk. You might be impaired, but you still was on point with performance, and you ain't fucked it up.
You was relaxed, homegirl. Jude. Star, exactly, you had real fun. Stiff, girl. You've been there stiff for a while. You have fun. Star, you've been stiff for a while. But, you know, I can see you warming up. It's not your fault, girl. It's not your fault. And Alexandra obviously crushed this performance once again. I'm actually rising to like Alexandra a lot more than I like Simone. But Simone keeps getting these witty things. And I'm just into Simone right now. This episode, I'm into Simone, I say. So, definitely, everything was pretty good. The song, I love the song. The song was good. And after they performed, it gets a cut scene to the one and only, the man that Star stabbed, Simone's foster father. And that right there was the ending. And it was pretty scary because I thought that man was dead. And
my first question is, why isn't he dead?
Like, Star, you ain't finished the job, girl? You ain't supposed to. You ain't supposed to come back.
I swear, now it's just black. He wouldn't be dead.
Oh Lord,
let me stop.
What do you predict for the next episode? Like, what do you predict about not the next episode? What do you predict about like the season on? Like, how do you feel like it's going to go?
The group itself, I think they're going to improve because I mean, you got Star. She have her flaws, but she's a go getter though.
She
gonna get hers. Like, so you know this group is going to be successful because Star, she's a worker.
I like her.
When
like
you
her
have outfit. A worker and then you have
Alexandria.
She, She has the talent. Alexandria knows music. She grew up with music. And then she's a writer. She has the talent. And then you have Star, which is the go-getter. And then you have Simone just completes the group. You know, she's that.
She's soul.
The bridge. Exactly. She's what makes the group whole. You know,
she's like the glue-ish.
Exactly. When you have those three, you can't just, like, not.
I like them. I like them. I like them a lot. I think it's great. I'm afraid because, the commercial, like, you know, for the season, blah, 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 and they show, like, you know, different clips from the whole season. I've seen, like, Simone pass out from something and, like, presuming to be dead. So I'm afraid.
She's on drugs. Sometimes that happens.
Okay, well, I'm afraid that they're going to kill Simone off and, like, replace her. I don't want them to kill this character. I like Brittany.
She'll be all right. You know that when you try some of the heavier drugs, you might pass out later in life.
Please don't kill off. Please don't kill none of the girls off. Please. I'm begging you, Lee Daniels. Even though it might be a good story. I like Brittany O'Grady. At least have her come back as an angel.
Don't
keep singing
kill off
back
the
up.
Trio at least until the second season.
Or the fifth.
Give it at least. I mean, no, two seasons. You're still rushing it now. You're still rushing it.
Yeah.
But give us at least two seasons.
Have them hate each other.
Exactly. You can do that for a whole season.
Do like the New Edition story. Make one of them Bobby Brown and just have them destroy each other.
Star.
She is the original. No. She is. Yeah, she's a. Naomi Campbell, Bobby Brown, kind of good. Anyway, so this will conclude the after show of Star. I'm your host, Trey Crooks. You can find me on Instagram as Cocaine Crooks. Yes, cocaine. There's an E in cocaine if you did not know. But yes, Cocaine Crooks, all one thing. You can find me on YouTube. Just type in Trey Crooks. And my co-host, my guest host, I guess,
he shall not be named.
That
find out next time on this episode of
Dragon Ball Z.
No.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, we watch Naruto downhill, bro.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for listening. And please, subscribe.